from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
Curry for the lead. Oh, kaboom! We said we was going to get our Steph Curry moment. 32 for Steph Curry.
Just an incredible finish to that basketball game yesterday. I'm with you, Randy. I went back and watched the fourth quarter again last night just because, like, all the great moments that happened, all the big shots that were hit, and, like, I don't know. It was crazy what Serbia was doing in the first three quarters of that game. Like, they were playing perfectly.
Dude.
Perfect basketball.
Dennis Schroeder said it earlier this week in some article I saw. He said that you can play a perfect game and America can still win.
Mm-hmm. And they did, pretty much.
And they did. Serbia played a perfect defensive, they were all up in defensively, they were all up in them. Then offensively, I mean, just couldn't miss. And I thought the key for them was, which killed them earlier, the other two games against us, was when Jokic went to the bench. That's when America went on the run.
Yeah.
Well, this time they were able to sustain it when he was on the bench. And so, but yeah, I mean, it all, I mean, it was just an unbelievable game. Started with the out of bounds play when Devin Booker gets the top of the key shot, and then it was just, you know, watching Kevin Durant wave off the damn pick.
I need the ISO on this guy.
LeBron was amazing. Yep. Joel Embiid was great.
Yeah, honestly, like, that was the big difference. I know Steph and the shot KD hit at the end, and LeBron, the way he defended Jokic in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Joel Embiid showed up.
Yeah, he did.
Joel Embiid hadn't really done anything in the Olympics so far.
Played pretty good last game.
Early on in the Olympics, we're like, do you play this guy? In the fourth quarter last night, he was going at Jokic.
Yes.
And that's what they needed.
Yeah, because, like, Joker got that fourth foul on the N1. They were like, here you go, big fella. And he was outstanding. But I thought defensively, their intensity, picking up 94 feet.
Yep.
Kevin Durant saying, no, I got Bogey. Bron said, no, I got Joker.
Yep.
And they went to work like that. And then, you know, they were 0-9 in the fourth quarter, talking about Serbia. I got a question. Two things. Does Bogey play like that here?
Like what?
Like the mouth, the yippity yapping and stuff.
Yeah, Bogey will get after it a little bit.
Okay.
He'll get after it a little bit.
Okay, all right. I'm like, damn, Bogey.
Yeah, Bogey will talk.
I see you, homie.
Wasn't it the quintessential Bogey game though?
Yes.
Because he played awesome.
He was awesome.
Didn't it feel like he scored more than 20 points?
When I saw that, when I heard that last night, only 20. I said 20. I thought Bogey had 40.
I thought he had 20 in the third quarter.
Yeah, like, Bogey was outstanding. Whoever that number 30 was for them, the lefty,
just the most disgusting jump shot.
It was,
but it went.
Joker did Joker things. He was outstanding and everything. But yeah, they played a perfect 35 minutes, and then it was just one of the things where, hey, this step up, you go to your big dogs. This is why they're on the team, and you go to your four MVP players.
Yep.
And you go and win this damn basketball
All four
game.
Guys that I made fun of being on the
yes,
team.
Yes, you did.
I was like, what are we even doing? Oh, that's why they're all there. Yeah. That's why they're all
four.
The team.
All four MVPs just went out there and dug deep. And, yeah, I know it's a lot of people shouldn't be tested and everything like that. They were going to be tested eventually.
Yeah,
because the world ain't in front of us, but they done caught up. And that was always the thing. Scrap, damn the rotation, damn the five-man in, five-man out. All that crap.
Go to your best five.
Jason Tatum.
And win the game.
Jason Tatum still ain't said nothing, so why do I care that he ain't play yesterday? Because neither did Halliburton.
It's true. Neither one of them played.
He ain't play, so I don't care if they ain't play.
Yeah, no, I mean, if I was him, I'd be disappointed I didn't get in.
Obviously.
But I'd be happy my team won.
Exactly.
But, yeah, no, I don't buy
You know what ain't on the gold medal? How many minutes you play, a point you score?
That's true. That's true. You get the goal either way.
Yeah.
I don't buy the criticism of the United States because the game was good. Like, are people not aware of who Jokic is?
No.
He's the best player in the world, man.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Bogey's also a very good NBA player, too, but like...
It's a different one, because these dudes play together all the time on the national team.
Right. Like, again, Jokic is the best player in the world.
Yes, he is.
Like, he's incredible.
Yes.
Ended up winning the
game.
It was a great game.
It was a great game. I didn't turn it away because you know how sometimes when your team is like, damn.
Then you click back.
Now,
you always felt like they were going to be able to go on the run.
Because then you're like, okay, they got single digits, or here they come.
Yeah.
All right. They got it down to 5. Okay, game's over.
Yeah. When they got it to 84, LeBron just sort of was like, he looked off two guys that he could have hit in the corner that he would have hit at earlier points of the game. He was like, I got to get to the rack here, tie this thing up. The other thing that was kind of fun was because Steph was Steph.
Yes.
Hit 9 threes.
I think a lot of do you think, like, early on in the game, everybody was, to my Team USA, they were looking at Steph when he – because when Steph goes off like that, I would be like, hell yeah, Steph.
Just give him the ball.
Just get a ball.
Yeah. Thank God he did, because he hit shots, and you know, as it was getting out of hand at the end of the second quarter and into the third quarter, he was hitting shots that were cutting the lead back to, like, 9 and, like, 8 and stuff. Like, if Steph wasn't unconscious, they wouldn't have won this game. And obviously hit that shot we just played that was huge in the fourth quarter. It was fun to finally feel what Golden State Warriors fans must have felt like the last 15 years, where when Steph has a game like that, you actually not only enjoy it as a basketball fan, but you're legitimately rooting for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, like you're fired up every shot that goes in. Because you watched all the Warriors times when he's done that in the playoffs, but you're not a Warriors fan.
Right.
You're just a basketball fan. And it's cool to see. Yesterday, it was like you actually got to root for it and enjoy it when every single one of those shots went in, which was cool.
Yeah, man, he was out.
They're going to beat France by so much.
I don't know.
I think so.
I think yesterday France,
was the
home country. It's going to be crazy in there.
Yeah.
All other things. Now, they're going to beat France.
They're going to beat them.
They're going to beat
relentlessly.
France. But, I mean, it was just such an outstanding game. And it was great because the OGs were like, okay.
Yeah.
Ant-Man, you can't you dribble the ball over your feet. Back-to-back possessions. Okay, go sit down.
Yeah, you go take
Derek White, go sit down.
Yeah, you got to get out
here. For your defense. You ain't even doing that right.
Book, nice run in the fourth quarter. We got to get KD in here
Close things out. KD just waved everything off. Because that was my thing earlier. The guy was like, what the hell is wrong with KD? Where he at? And then he's like, waved off, got to his spot. When he gets to his spot, it's
disgusting.
It's a wrap. He got to his spot, and then, again, half step, you ice it with the free throws, and then you're moving on.
Nice when you can throw four MVPs at him in crunch time.
Yeah, man.
But again, like it's not a criticism.
Yeah,
like,
man. It was great though.
They're Americans.
Great game.
You throw them out there. That's what you're supposed
great
to do.
Great game.
Yeah, awesome game. Now they're in the gold medal against France. France beat Germany. That was a good game too.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't think France was going to win that game because France hadn't been playing good.
Like they've lost four times.
Yeah, they haven't been playing good in this Olympics games at all.
Yeah.
And I mean, they clutched up when they needed it. And Wemby obviously is very good. But
and we watched the beginning of that game, and Germany was kicking them in the mouth.
Germany should have won that game.
Yeah, Germany's kicking them off when we started.
Little home cooking for France in the fourth quarter of
little
that
bit.
Game.
A little bit. But, next time get the damn Olympics in Munich. Get it in Munich, all right?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. All right, here's Michael Penix talking about getting on the field tonight.
Man, it's going to be fun. You know, it's a blessing, you know, a dream come true. I mean, I always dreamt of being here, you know, but now that I'm here, I got to stay here. You know, I got to show that, you know, I belong here, and that's what I'm going to do each and every day. You know, the way I go about my business and, you know, attacking each and every day like it's my last, you know, that's all I can do. So.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Oh, all his people done rode down Alligator Alley.
Oh, yeah.
They heading them down Alligator Alley right now.
That's an easy drive.
To get down there. To see him play tonight.
What's that take? Tampa to Miami.
Ooh, 3 hours?
That's not terrible.
But you better fill up before you take that left.
Oh, right. Because you got to drive through the swamp.
You got to drive through the swamp. Now, I had a partner for one. Flip ass ran out of gas in the middle of Alligator Alley at night.
Wow. And
so, yeah, me and Corey had to go get him.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, we had to go get Flip.
You don't even get out of your car at that point.
You could call. We grab some gas. And he was probably about maybe an hour from my house. Ran out of gas.
What, did you just forget?
Yes. Ran out
when was the last time you ran out of gas?
Oh, man. It's been a long time.
I think college.
Because the thing in college was this. Like, you know how your line would be below the empty, right? But if you turn it on sometimes, it would go up. So it just automatically, you thought to yourself, oh, I got a little bit.
I put a little extra gas in there.
Yeah, dog.
My truck, if it was parked uphill.
Uh-huh.
Like the tank, the meter was some like in the back or something like that.
Yeah.
So if I parked uphill, it looked like I had more gas than I had.
You would make yourself believe
I was like,
that you had gas.
That's plenty of gas.
Yeah, you make yourself believe that you had gas.
And then you break down on the freeway.
There's plenty of times I was pushing that damn car down millage.
Yeah.
Pushing it down millage.
So I had it down. Yeah. I had it down pat because my truck would either run out of gas or break down.
Right.
Like, pretty frequently. Right. It was no big deal. Like, oh, I know what that feels like. Throw it in neutral, open the door, get out, start just. Blocking sled that thing because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of the road.
Oh no,
you got to get to a parking lot or something.
There's been plenty of times on millage because my car would overheat. Overheat, and you would see that damn line go all the way up. Like
then you start seeing the steam a little bit. It's like,
car start jerking. Like oh hell, all I got to do is get to the butt. My car spent so much time in the butt spin parking lot because I had no gas. Oh, it would break down.
Yeah.
You didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a different day, Randy.
Yeah, man.
Right now, if it was today, you'd have a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
I don't even know what gas you put in those.
You ain't putting 87 in it.
I don't know. I have no idea. You have to go to a special gas station. Do you want to hear Charlie Morton tell you what he thinks went wrong yesterday? I have a couple theories of my own. I'm interested to hear what Charlie Morton has to say.
Today, there were just some windows I went to that I think that they put some really good swings on, and they were able to lay off some pitches below the zone, out of the zone, and foul off a lot of decent pitches and make me work. So it's like I'm 70-something pitches deep in the third inning.
Yeah. I was going to say just gave up too many home runs.
I would have it, Charlie.
Yeah.
But the results of the home run were what he said.
Right. That's how they got to the.
Yeah, they got into different zones.
They were working their way into good counts.
Boy.
Four home runs allowed in 2 2/3 is crazy.
Damn, Charlie.
Yeah.
But, like, we were here yesterday and Pope kept, like, giving the score through the glass. I was like, oh, okay. So when I get home, I don't have to watch it. I was rushing home to get home to see the 200-meter final. So I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't even want to watch it.
Nope, no
because
reason
it was great because watch the 200 and then the basketball game was on.
Mm-hmm.
So like I only got to watch that disaster.
52 hits, 34 runs, 19 walks, 8 homers, and 6 stolen bases is what the Brewers offense did to the Braves pitching staff in a 3-game series.
They were mad about it last time.
That's a month for the Braves right now.
Yeah,
like
man.
In terms of some of that stuff. Yeah, no, this is what happens when the pitching staff has a lull as well. Because, like, the hitting has been so bad and inconsistent.
The
pitching has been incredible. But, yeah, I mean, eventually you're going to have off series or off weeks or whatever. This is what happens when the pitching goes bad, too. Boy, did they get embarrassed by the Brewers in this series.
Man, they did.
What did you make of the 200 final for the men's?
I thought, you know, I wasn't – let me take that. Because I was talking to my best friend, Corey, and I was talking to him because he's a track guy and everything. And I was like, Lyle should win this. Because this is what everybody's been telling me.
Yeah, that was the thought.
Because I didn't know, I promise you, I didn't know anything about, because again, I don't pay attention to track and field to the Olympics. So I'm not going to sit here and say who the hell Noah Lyles was before this.
I think speak for most of us.
I knew who Noah Lyles was because of the whole NBA thing. I had no clue who this kid was.
Right.
And so everybody kept telling me he's a world champion 200. This is best event, blah, blah, blah. I watched the sprint documentary. I was like, oh, okay, this is the guy.
And you saw it in the 100. Like the way that he came back in the 100 was like, oh my God, if he carries that into the 200.
You're like, oh, this is the guy.
Right. Never,
you know, and that's just my interpretation of it. Yeah. He's the guy. I'm going to go with him, whatever. And
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall
Talking Spunks Puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, he came out the tunnel, yeah, just, woo, yeah, me, my show. And then got in them blocks, and then, oh boy, just didn't give up the lead.
Right. And I know that's what he does. I know he's a showman and he pumps himself up like that and all that. But like, if you know you have COVID and you know you're struggling to breathe,
maybe save it.
Yeah.
Maybe save it for
the 19 seconds that you have to run the hardest.
Maybe save it. But he got the bronze and everything. And as we were talking, like, does he have another chance in LA? Well, he's going to be 30 in LA. So I doubt that he might.
He's not going to run in the relays
and things because of the COVID that he has. But, I mean,
you got gold and bronze. That's a successful Olympics.
It is.
It's incredible to do.
Who was the last American man? Oh, Carl Lewis was the last American man to get the 2-in-1.
40 years ago,
Randy.
He's
the last one.
People don't do it.
Yeah.
Only two people have ever done it. It's Carl Lewis and Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Like, those are two of the greatest sprinters of all time.
Right, right.
So, like, to say it's a disappointment that he didn't do that, I think is not fair.
Yeah.
Now, he brought a lot of that criticism on himself.
Because he talked and everything like that.
Yeah, because the way he talks.
Yeah.
But a gold and a bronze in the 100 and 200? That's incredible.
He had to battle for that bronze.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, we got silver, bronze, but
Kung Fu Kenny with the silver.
Yeah, but yeah, that was the only thing that people telling me. I was like, okay, Lyle's the guy then. And you know, for all account, he was the guy too yesterday.
He got a gold and a bronze.
I ain't mad at him.
No.
I ain't mad. My thing, and I didn't know.
I don't want to hang out with him.
I didn't know until after the COVID thing. I was like, man, get your ass up.
I know.
Yeah, I was like, we don't,
I was like, we're going to do the hamstring thing?
We're going to do this thing?
Oh.
And then COVID.
Okay.
And he has very bad asthma as it is, so whatever.
Right.
Yeah, congratulations to him.
Yeah, man. We'll talk about some of the other golds that were won yesterday as well. It's been a great track Olympics for the United States.
It's been a great
Olympics.
Yeah, I see my people out here breakdancing. I get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Yeah.
These are the B-girls.
These are the B-girls. Now they battling like they at a subway station.
It's a battle. You know, the only thing they're missing is a giant boombox and some cardboard.
Yeah, how they did it at Beat Street. Hey, man. Beat Street.
Oh, they have a giant boombox in
Beat
the back.
Street. Come on, man.
They were playing Eric B. and Rakim earlier.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Beat Street.
It's the 80s still. I love breakdancing is still just the 80s. They dress the same.
I just want to see
somebody. You got a Kangol on. Come on.
A couple thrust pumps. You think they deduct points for that?
I don't know. Yeah. Why not? Why would they? It's classic. Style. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.